they are on track to save the state about $180 million in year one. Now, the savings doesn't mean, you know, that it's going to be then going somewhere else to be spent on roads or something else. The Medicaid agency will take those savings and then meet other critical needs in Medicaid program. There are 2.7 million people, and soon to be more, under the AC Affordable Care, Federal Affordable Care Act. So there may be 3 million people in, just in the state of Illinois covered by Medicaid. So they have a big job ahead of them, and so I would like to turn it over to Teresa Eagleson. I'll double alarm if you buy. And you can, she will let you know from the state's perspective how this new relationship sort of was designed, what it's intended to accomplish, and what she sees as the first sort of major accomplishment.
Thank you, Dr. Patlin. Thank you, everyone on the board, for allowing us to be here for a few minutes. A quick perspective on Medicaid, and a lot of people see it as such a big nebulous program, and how does it really relate to me? It relates to all of us in that it's a big, as the educational system, a big spender of state and federal tax dollars. It also touches the lives of about 3 million of our fellow citizens, kids who go to school with our kids, sometimes people in the elder parts of their lives, and allows a significant number of people with disabilities to live in their homes. It's a $14 billion enterprise when you count all funds total, and we're trying to use our purchasing power to really drive better outcomes, a triple aim, as we refer to on the slides. More coordination and integration of care, a more interdisciplinary approach, looking more holistically at people's needs and trying to, as Ann said, to avoid costs for the state. That $180 million that she referenced is already reduced out of our budget to be used for, you know, well, it wasn't there, I guess, in the first place. This partnership has already helped us do that in some ways, like the College of Pharmacy that was mentioned. That's $180 million of a $1.6 billion reduction in our budget for this coming year, and there are lots more initiatives that can be helped. This new initiative to help review individual participants in the program, their medications. We've already done over 70,000 reviews this year of individual participants' medications to try to avoid, you know, inappropriate utilization of medications, not have the state pay for something that doesn't need to be paid for. So really, just using the clinical, technological, and research ability of the University of Illinois Chicago and the university to help better administer the program, draw in federal money to help us pay for that, and really avoid spending state money, a much bigger sum of state money in the future, on the program as we run a better system of health care. There are future opportunities to come. We are currently with the governor's office applying for a planning grant to bring other health care payers to the table throughout the state, looking at better approaches from a multi-payer standpoint. We've asked this new partnership to help us run data analytics for that grant. We hope to hear within the next few weeks whether we'll get it, and hopefully it can lead to even more things in the future. So we appreciate very much this partnership, and thank you, Chancellor.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your time.
I should have added that Ann has brought in to this university over $300 million in new Medicaid revenue. So Ann and Teresa, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Paula. Again, thank you for last night, and thank you for once again reminding us of the excellence that exists here on this campus. I think we'll proceed now through the committee reports. And Ed, I turn to you as chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on January the 14th. Members of the committee present were including McMillan, Strobel, Oliver, Montgomery, and student trustee Tinkin and Polinsky. And also Treasurer McKeever was present. The minutes of the October 29th committee meeting were approved without corrections or additions. Four presentations were made. First, Vice President of Academic Affairs, Christoph Pierre, made a presentation of student fees and housing rates for academic year 2013-14. Representatives from LCM Architects made a design presentation of the Chess Family Foundation Center for Wounded Veterans in Urbana. The Associate Vice President, Maureen